What four-letter word caused terror in the hearts of our founding fathers? Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. If you know your history, you know the answer is D-E-B-T, debt. But today, one of our nation's greatest problems as we face a $16 trillion debt is that we can't even agree that such debt is even a problem. We don't have an immediate crisis in terms of debt, President Obama told ABC News. He went further. In fact, for the next 10 years, it's going to be in a sustainable place. But knowing that America currently borrows 46 cents of every dollar it spends, it's clear that that debt can't be sustained forever. Consider George Washington's advice on whether you borrow from Peter to pay Paul. To contract new debts is not the way to pay old ones, he cautioned. Thomas Jefferson wrote, "To preserve our independence, we must not let our leaders load us with perpetual debt. If we can prevent the government from wasting the labors of the people under the pretense of caring for them, we will be wise." According to the Wall Street Journal, before the Great Depression, balancing the budget and paying down the debt were considered second only to the defense of the country as an obligation of the federal government. Our 19th president, Rutherford B. Hayes, reflected that view, advising, "Let every man, every corporation, and especially let every village, town, and city, every county and state get out of debt and keep out of debt. It's the debtor that is ruined by hard times." This 4th of July, let's learn from our founding fathers and get out and stay out of debt. For a free audio download on recovering from financial captivity, go to mymoneylife.org and check out Crown's new Money Life Personal Finance course to learn what God has to say about your finances.